Would you like to know how to be younger and live longer? Well, the way, this is Dr. Herbert Alvarez, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Would you like to know how to live longer and live younger? This is the answer. The answer to living longer and living younger is to act like a child, to act like a young person. Now, we have always heard the term, act your age. You know, every time we turn around, our parents would say this and others would say this to us. I don't know what they were trying to say, because if we were 10 years older and our mother said, act your age. Well, now, what did she really mean? Did she mean she wanted me to act her age? Or with her understanding or her wisdom or her experience? Or did she want me to act older than my younger brother, who was acting stupid, you know? Not stupid because he was younger, not stupid because he was acting an age of youngerness, but stupid because he thought that he was me, you know. Now, you see, this is what gets us into trouble in our life. When we try to act like somebody else, we try to act younger or older, we try to act mature, we try to act sincere, or we try to act harmonious, and all these actions that we're doing are really not being who we are. We're being something else. Now, we have been using the phrase, be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Now, do you know what it means to be yourself? When a little child is playing in the sandbox and just into a world of his own, just having fun, is he being himself? Oh, you bet he is. When a little child is sitting in the corner because he was naughty, is he being himself? Sure. I mean, you think he's sitting in the corner having a naughty experience, but that's your point of view. His point of view is, well, as long as I'm here, might as well just think some interesting thoughts. Let's see. Now, how would I drive that motorcycle around there? And he's 10 years old, 12 years old. You know, how would I do it? And he's thinking of all these creative things that he was doing. He's not in the corner being addressed for having done something wrong. He's in the corner, and he makes every time, whatever he does, useful. When he's sitting in the principal's office waiting for the principal, he's thinking, now, how can I pull a funny on the principal and get away with it? You know? How can I pull his leg? How can I know I'll act like the innocent little child. I'll act like I do nothing wrong. and when I go in the principal's office with such humility and such, the principal say, I can't imagine why the teacher is upset with you. You know, and the kids know this, and you know this, and you do this too if you're smart, you know. But if you're not smart, then you go around, if the principal expects you to be bad, I'm going to be bad. You know, some kids do that. If the principal expects them to be bad, they're going to be bad. But the smart kids, they say, if the principal expects me to be good, I'll just show him how good I am. And then he'll be confused, and he'll say, I can't imagine why you're being chastised, you know, why people don't understand. We're the master of our own games, all of them. And the game of being young is what the game we like. Now, Dorothea is a dear friend of ours, and she's 91, and then she decided to move on. Well, I said to Dorothea, Dorothea, you've given up. Why do you do that? I mean, there's so much more to life. You can go if you wish. Dying is okay, but living is much more fun. And there's so much you could do. And use your little red Jeep and use your vehicles and go here and go there and stay alive. Go out and deliver sweet rolls to the people and take care of them. And take care of it. I'm pointing out the door. I mean, you're also in obvious that I'm pointing out the door. But continue doing that and get active and go and have fun. And live longer. You don't have to die. But she decided that she had nothing more that was exciting. She decided she didn't want to be young anymore. And the reason she didn't want to be young anymore is because she was living in an environment where everybody was doing everything for her. Everybody was helping her. Everybody was, and she had no more demand on herself. When she was living by herself, she had her little red Jeep that she'd go out scooting in every single day. She'd go around delivering sweet rolls, day-old sweet rolls to the shut-ins and so forth, and help them to live a few remaining years in a happy way. And she was just an active girl. Now, you, each one of you, are acting like a bunch of old hags here, you know? And you run around, oh, I've got this problem, I got that problem, I ache, I got pains. And shut up. Don't tell me you've got aches and pains. Don't tell me you've got problems. Tell me how wonderful you are. Wouldn't you like to have me seeing you at all times as your ideal self, your fantastic yourself, your magnificent self? Well, then act like it. Don't show me your other side. When you go in the principal's office, mess him up. Be such a humble, honest, loving, gentle person that the principal will say, why were you sent in here? You know, you're such a fine young person, you know. And this is the game you play in life. Do you want to go into the principal's office and make a trouble for yourself? Then that's all right. You might as well die. Or do you want to go in the principal's office and confuse him? And he'll say, there's no reason for you to be in here. You're such a wonderful person. Well, this is what's up to us. You want to be younger? You want to live longer? Then start acting like you really do. Be yourself and have fun. What is yourself? Yourself is whatever you've decided it to be. Now make up your mind today what yourself is and be it. And to have fun is to just enjoy every moment of life, doing all the things that please you and make you happy and make you fulfilled. This is living longer and younger. Because some people, they're old people when they're young people. They're always doing what they're supposed to do. They're always behaving. They're always minding. They're not out being creative and being imaginative and being walking the road that leads to them to fun. That's what I always did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I would just take my bike and I'd ride it out into the countryside and visit with my friends and stay overnight there. And I was just everywhere and doing everything. And being myself. And my mother always knew that I was a good person, so therefore she didn't have to worry about anything. And the other four kids, they were all normal kids, and she was worried about them all the time. But me, she says, Herbie, I never have to worry about you. And I say, well, that's because I'm just being myself and having fun, and you know who myself is, because I like me. Now, when you like yourself, life's going to be a lot more fun. So, like yourself, have fun. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.